what I like about LeBron, and some people love him, some people don't, he does have a sense of history. When he says, greatest game I've ever been involved in, and he didn't play college basketball, so there's no March Madness drama in his background, I believe him, and he's got that sense, like Jordan, like Bird, Isaiah, a lot of the greats had that sense of it, and he had it last night. Was it one of the greatest games you've ever seen live?
Yeah, I said it was probably, you know, it's one of the best in recent years. I don't even know. It's hard at that hour try to write a column and also, you know, go back in my file in my mind about what game could top that.
Yeah.
I don't know. There are, you know, there are a lot of great finals games, but, you know, I remember I covered some Lakers Celtic games in the 80s, but which ones stand out at the top? You know, the Magic Junior Skyhook game is always a great game to talk about. But this game, first of all, it first blew the series. I mean, you could basically start with that. How many teams have you ever seen that's, you know, up before with 28 seconds to go or whatever, can't get a defensive rebound, can't make a free throw, with the series on the line, all they have to do is make a couple of plays and they win their fifth championship. So right there, there aren't a lot of games like that where you could just go back and say, wow, this team lost, probably lost the series there, because, you know, I think it'll be so hard to win a game on the road. But, yeah, I mean, all those guys have a great sense of history because they're students of the game. LeBron's no different. He had a wonderful fourth quarter. There are 7,000 things that happened that could have gone either way. The Spurs just made the bigger mistakes.
After a superhuman effort in the first half, Mitch, what happened to Tim Duncan in the second half in overtime?
that's a great question. He had 25 in the first half. It was like he was going to take this team to the title for his greatest. This would have been his greatest finals win. He might still get it. I don't think in your group. I don't know what happened. You know, I'm not sure why he wasn't more effective. It was something that the Heat had done. It didn't look like they were obviously going to him as much, didn't get as much touches. If you look at how he's played in the finals in the previous, you know, his four wins, he's never played an MVP. He's never played the MVP. He's always had the better team. They've gone against, you know, you look at all the best players he's played from the Knicks, the Nets, the Pistons, and the Cavs. And nobody was really a tremendous player at the time. Yeah, look, he had LeBron, his second playoff year in Cleveland in 07. So I feel a little bit bad for Duncan, although he's got one more crack at it, obviously, tomorrow night. But I don't know what happened. And even saying that, you know, the biggest problem with Duncan is he's on the bench for two big defensive series late in regulation where they can't get a defensive rebound. It could be the biggest one where LeBron misses a three and then Bosch gets a rebound and hits Ray Allen. And, you know, you could talk about, you know, what kind of year did Ray Allen have and why did they bring him here? Well, less reasons, the only reason, you know, that's the game they brought him here for. And by just hitting that one shot, that made all the money they've given Ray Allen
totally. One
year. Totally, you know, that's the reason they did it. So it was an amazing, amazing night.
Let me ask you this. I think this is up for debate, and I don't think it's obvious. Would you say this Spurs team, I mean, forget the legacy and the great teams and how these guys were when they were younger, is this Spurs team better than any team Michael and the Bulls beat in the finals in a given year? I mean, they played some great ones, but the Lakers were older. Suns stepped up on really good in 93. They would have beaten any other team. But is this team the best team, better than any team Michael beat?
That's a very good question. And I'd say maybe it's not clear cut because Duncan is 37. If this were a Spurs team that they played where Duncan was in his prime, I'd say possibly because, you know, the Bulls never played they didn't play Olajuwon.
Yeah.
2 years in 94, 95. So we always wonder how would Michael do against the great post player? They never, you know, Phoenix didn't have that player. Barkley was not I'm talking about a dominant seven-footer. Obviously, Barkley had his moments in the post. And, you know, the Lakers didn't have a great, great big man, and neither did Portland. And then, you know, the two Utah teams plus had obviously Karl Malone, but he's not a seven-footer. But Duncan here isn't in his prime. And that's what makes the Spurs, they're a real good team, but they're, to me, not a dominant, they're not a great all-time team. Because the best player, their two-time MVP, is not in his prime. He's past his prime. He's 37. So, yeah, when he scores 25 in the first half, it looks like he's that player. But then when he only gets 5 the rest of the way, he doesn't. So I would tend to say I'm not quite sure about that. But if Duncan, if this were the 06, 07, 05, 04 model Spurs, then you'd say, yeah, this is the better team than any team Jordan's played.
Like, I love your examples, and I even think about, like, take the 2000 Lakers. I mean, Michael's been retired 2 years, but even that group, right? You got a 28-year-old Shaq first year there, and you got a 23-year-old Kobe, and I'm going, gee, I don't know if the 98 Bulls are beating that group. I'll tell you that.
Probably not. We always, you know, you go back to the teams of his era, though, and you wonder, could they have played, how are they going to play Olajuwon? And, you know, it would have been Rodman who would have defended him, which would have been an absolute war, would have been fascinating. You can play defense a lot of different ways back then. Plus, you know, you got to also remember who on Houston takes Michael. And the answer is Vernon Maxwell, who was an absolute wild man and kind of nut. And like Gary Payton, he was fearless, or John Starks. But that would have been interesting, too. But, that Laker team, man, and the size and the power that Shaq played with at the height of his game, he's an MVP at that time. And, you know, he only got one, which is a total ripoff when you look at his career. But, you know, we're talking about Michael Jordan, so a lot of times you got to think if there's a will, there's a way. And for Michael, there was always a way.